This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're about to hear the last part in this message here, the Faithful Church at Philadelphia. And it's really, this is a look today at why trials and why they're so important in our life. When James says, when James says the seemingly preposterous statement, in the flesh that is, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops or produces patience or endurance. It's a look at why we have trials in our lives. God uses them deliberately to make us stronger. We don't get stronger through living high on the hog and in good times and being on the mountaintop. No, God uses trials and tribulations in our life to build us and make us strong. So that's what we're looking at. This is the last part of this message, the Lord's looking message to the Faithful Church at Philadelphia. Now, this Sunday, you're invited out to Island Community Church. If you live here in the area, we'd love to see you. Sunday morning at 10:30, we are wrapping up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. That's what we're going to be looking at here this week. Sunday morning, 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you live in the area or if you're visiting, we would love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Okay, now let's get into the Word now. This is the last part of this message, the Lord's letter to the Faithful Church at Philadelphia.
Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, endurance. God makes your life difficult so you'll trust in Him to get through what the trial is you're going through. And then the next time it comes around, just like David, 1 Samuel chapter 16, it says he ran into a lion and a bear and he killed both of them. After killing lion and the bear, he runs into someone 9'6". And what does he say to him? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? I'll tell you what, if David would have cut bait and run, he never would have said that. He would have been like everyone else. His knees would have knocked, and he would have been a coward like all the other Jews. But he stood tall. He let God deliver him through trial. What are you going through in your life right now? Are you going through a trial? A time of testing. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. But not until then. In due time. Don't worry, God's got your back. He hasn't forgotten about you. It's always right at the midnight hour. Is God or is he not the God of the midnight hour? Can anyone relate to that? Read all the but gods in your Bible. But God, but God, but God. It's always in the midnight hour. I encourage you, abide under the hand of God. Let him deliver you through what you're going through. God allows or makes your life difficult for a reason. So you won't be like all these other people. Look at our brothers in the Middle East. Look at the the horrendous things that they go through. I mean, their kids are murdered and slaughtered right in front of their eyes every day. And what do? They go around singing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall." That's what they do there. Verse 22. "Now he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, but the cares of this world," that's number four, the fourth thing that'll steal your crown, "worldly cares." And the rest of the verse goes on. Number five. "He who receives seed among thorns, he who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of money." No, that's not what it says. There's nothing wrong with money. It's the deceitfulness of riches. Choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You see, riches can deceive you and make you think you've got everything that you need. You don't need anything. The deceitfulness of riches. I've heard it, you know, when you go evangelizing door to door, the hardest house, the one no one ever wants to go to, is the one with all the nice Mercedes there in the driveway. No one wants to go knock on that door because they don't see any need at all. I've heard it before. Look at my house. What do I possibly need? I've heard the saying before, you'll never ever find a hearse that's pulling a U-Haul. You ain't taking it with you when you leave this world. Solomon says, right? He says, you're leaving it to someone else. Vanity. All is vanity. Vexation of spirit. You're going to leave it for somebody else. I say to you, invest it. Save lives out here today. I read about Steve Jobs. He went to his grave with what? Billions and billions of dollars as an unbeliever. Because he saw a picture of a hungry Ethiopian kid one day and said, any God who would let that kid be hungry, I don't want anything to do with. Well, maybe it's for such a time as this God's raised you up. I mean, a man could have ended world hunger with all his money and Bill Gates. These are the things the Son of God warns the faithful church to beware of. I could add one more to this, number six. Number six would be evil company. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil, the King James says, communications. Evil company corrupts good habits. Don't hang around with bad people. They'll corrupt you. 1 John 2:15, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. He who does the will of God and pleases him is a member of the faithful church. Again, let me say to all members of the faithful church, the entire universe is working for you. The wind, the sea, the rain, the sun, the moon, and the stars, all of creation is working for you and is on your side when you are a member of the faithful church. Okay, one last verse. I'm not even going to have time to expound on this. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he will go no more out. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. So he promises to make you a pillar. Well, guess what that means? Pillars don't move, right? Everyone from the faithful church will abide forever in the temple of God, with God, for all eternity. Now, I would read it, but you could read it. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 7, is more on this New Jerusalem. And the promise. He who overcomes will inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is the faithful church. So, how can you join this church? How can you join the faithful church? Answer, be faithful. So let me ask a question. This is a simple question. What's the opposite of faithful? Say that again. Unfaithful. Simple enough, right? What makes a husband or wife unfaithful? Adultery. Right? Listen to this verse. This is James chapter 4, verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses. All right. Not being faithful to your spouse is adultery. Sexual immorality. Adultery, we call it, for those that are married. Being unfaithful to God is this. Starts with those two words. Actually, the word ye, meaning plural. Adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Now listen to this. What's the next word there? Whosoever is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Again, you adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know? Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So, to be faithful is not to compromise. How to be a member of this faithful church? Love the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Don't compromise. And don't give up. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Courageous until now.